This is Pat Prescott from the Waves Morning Show. Sunday, August 5th is National Friendship Day. And to celebrate, we are talking today to Melanie Eke, who is a young entrepreneur who has created an incredible organization called My Friendship Values. She's on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. We'll tell you later how to reach her. Website is coming very, very soon. But Melanie has found a really special way to observe this great holiday, Friendship Day, which I think is important, Melanie, because I love my friends. And they mean so much to me in my life. And we welcome you back to talk about something I know is very near and dear to your heart. Let's start, first of all, with how this whole thing got started.
Yes. Thank you so much for having me back, Pat. I really appreciate it. My Friendship Values actually was born out of an unlikely source. I participated in a reality show called The Battle of the Ex-Besties. It premiered on Oxygen last year. And it was a show where I was paired with an ex-best friend, unknowingly. And we had to compete against other ex-best friends for a chance to win $100,000. And although we did not win the money, I did actually learn a lot about myself and about friendship through that experience. And after completing that show, it really got me thinking about the primary market for these shows and for reality TV in general. And it tends to be young ladies. And then when you think about a lot of reality TV, how you've got the drama, and you've got all of these interactions between women, they tend to be negative interactions and not necessarily healthy, positive interactions. And a lot of times these are even women who call themselves friends. And so I really started thinking, and the question hit me, who is even teaching these young ladies how to be a friend? No one really teaches us how to make friends or how to be friends or how to be good friends for that matter. And if it's up to reality TV, then I feel as though
it'll never happen.
Exactly.
So you took it upon yourself to do something about this, huh?
Exactly, yes. I didn't know what I wanted to do in the beginning, so I just started by doing a workshop. A friend of mine was interning at a middle school, and they were kind enough to let me pilot my workshop there. I put together a curriculum and went and spoke to the ladies, the young ladies, and it actually was a huge success. And after doing that first workshop, I really realized just how necessary this cause is. And I realized that these young ladies are really dealing with some intense friendship issues and communication issues and relationship building issues. And that's when it more so turned from something I was doing to a calling.
So now when you look at, and you've seen a lot of friendships, I'm sure, not just in your own life, but also with the young ladies that you've been talking to and doing these seminars and sessions with. When you look at friendships, I mean, even yours, what are some of the things that go wrong with a friendship?
Right. So when you look at friendships, and I've noticed that when doing these workshops, especially talking to these young ladies, and then even looking back at my own friendships, I noticed that a lot of times when something goes wrong, you can generally find some sort of misunderstanding at the root. And a lot of times we argue with our friends and there's a misunderstanding and we're both defensive, so we don't even notice where the misunderstanding is. And next thing you know, we're not friends. And sometimes we never even get a chance to speak to those friends again. For example, years ago, I had friends and we fell out over a misunderstanding, and it wasn't even a big misunderstanding. But since we never even spoke and gave each other the chance to explain ourselves, we never even realized that we just really literally were just on two different pages. And if we would have understood or took the time to understand each side of the story, we could have saved that friendship.
So communication really is at the crux, I think, of all of it. And when you look at the world that we live in today, where people really communicate without talking to each other, without looking at each other. I mean, I see people texting each other that are in the same room.
Right.
You know, how much of an issue is that, communication? And how do we change that? How do we learn how to communicate more effectively so those misunderstandings don't happen?
Yes, definitely. And communication is huge, especially with the youth and the young ladies in particular, because they don't even They don't even communicate in person anymore. So now we're dealing with digital communication, which is a whole other world. And so in my workshops, we tackle things like social media and text message, because this is their primary form of communication.
Exactly. I guess the first thing you have to do is take everybody's phone before you can even start the session.
Exactly. But I did develop a process for gaining understanding when you are on a different page with your friends, and it is called SAY, and that's SAY with two A's, S-A-A-Y.
And what does that stand for?
So the first S stands for stay positive, and that's dealing with verbal and nonverbal communication, because generally when we are already in conflict, our body language tends to give off certain vibes that may put the other on the defensive. So I tell them that it's important to stay positive. You don't cross your hands while someone's trying to tell you what they're feeling,
right,
and what's going on with them. The first A is ask open-ended questions. In
mm-hmm.
other words, questions where they can't just say yes or no. Because if you want to understand what's going on in the other person's mind, you have to know what it is that they're thinking. And the most important open-ended question you can ask is why. If you don't understand why someone feels that way, ask them why do you feel that way. The second A stands for acknowledge, and that's acknowledge their point of view and acknowledge their feelings. So if someone tells you that you hurt them, don't say, well, you hurt me too. No, acknowledge that this person just told you that you hurt them. I understand that I hurt you. That wasn't my intention, whatever the case may be. And the why is for your turn. After now you've gathered all the information, you've been positive, you understand more so where your friend is coming from, it's your turn to now explain how you feel and hopefully come to a solution.
We're talking to Melanie Ecke, creator of My Friendship Values. Sunday, August 5th is National Friendship Day, and Melanie is celebrating in a very special way with the foundation that she has created. Tell us a little bit about your very first My Friendship Values brunch.
Yes, I am so excited. Last year, we actually did a small event to celebrate National Friendship Day, and that was Froyo and Friends. And so we had frozen yogurt and invited friends to come out and celebrate healthy friendships. This year, we're taking it to another level, and we're actually having the very first True Friendship Brunch. And we are inviting friends, grab a friend and come and have brunch with us and celebrate healthy friendships. And so that'll be at the Cheesecake Factory in Redondo Beach on Sunday, August 5th from 11 to 3.
And how do people get more information about that?
Yes, we actually have an Eventbrite page that is live. The tickets are sold at truefriendshipbrunch.eventbrite.com.
Now, one other thing I wanted to ask you about, you know, I think that one thing to stress for people when you're talking about friendships is choices. You know, how do you choose the people who are going to be your friends? And I think that a lot of that, Melanie, may have to do with knowing a little bit more about yourself.
Right.
How important is that you help young girls to figure out who they are and what really values they have in their own lives so they can match them with another friend who shares those?
Right. Thank you, Pat, for that question, actually, because that is the foundation of My Friendship Values, and that's why we are called My Friendship Values, because we take a value-centered approach to making and keeping healthy friendships. So we, especially in the workshops, spend time on getting to the root of what do you value in a friendship. And first, since we're dealing with young ladies, we even help them to understand what a value is, because a lot of them don't even really know what it means to value something. And so we do exercises and conversation to get them to understand, one, what is a value, and then two, what do I value in a friendship? Because if you think about these things beforehand, you know what you're looking for when you're making friends and when you're going through your friendships. And I believe that if we keep these values at the forefront of our minds in these relationships and friendships, then we can avoid losing friendships down the line, because we know what's most important to us from the beginning.
And I know part of the crux of your program is the 7 friendship values, and I'd love for you to end with those, something for people to think about when they're evaluating the friendships and relationships they have in their own lives today.
Yes, of course. Yes, so these are what we call the 7 essential values for a healthy friendship. And the first value is communication. Number 2 is listening. 3 is understanding. 4 is support. 5, quality time. 6, forgiveness. And value number 7 is authenticity.
Well, I'll tell you, as someone like myself who's been very, very fortunate to have some amazing friends just show up in my life, and then I was able to recognize them when they did show up, I will say that there's little in life that I value more than those friendships and relationships. And I think that what you're doing is such a valuable contribution. Going back to your initial point about social media and about reality television and the impact that it's having on young girls and how we treat each other, there's nowhere to go but up with this. So
right. Yes. Just to be completely honest, Pat, in the first workshop, I was a little scared when I really learned the reality that we're confronted with. But
peace,
we're up for the challenge.
Peace and love feel so much better than haterism. Let me just say that. And my friendship values is a great start. Melanie, as a young woman yourself, I just admire you so much for what you're doing. You know, we support you in those efforts and plan to be a part of your brunch that is coming up on Sunday, August 5th, and all of your other activities in days to come. To find out more about the True Friendship Brunch, which, by the way, is a scholarship fundraiser. Melanie's going to give scholarships to some lucky and deserving young woman and her best friend, which I think is, that's perfect, isn't it? You just go to truefriendshipbrunch.eventbrite.com. You can get all the details and you can RSVP there. And I hope you guys are going to have a great time, Melanie.
Thank you, Pat. I appreciate it.
Thank you so much for sharing some time with us today.
Thank you, Pat. Thank you so much for taking the time out to speak with me.
This is Pat Prescott from 94.7 The Wave.